Steps are being taken to help students continue learning while at home in the third largest school district in Massachusetts. Along with the bags of sandwiches handed to parents and their children at the Rebecca Johnson Elementary School in Springfield on Tuesday, packets of grade-specific study-at-home math and reading lessons were also passed out.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do they have any iReady packets?
What grade do you need?
We need
kindergarten.
Six.
School officials printed thousands of hard copies from an online education platform to distribute at each of the 16 grab-and-go meal sites that have been set up in the city. The materials also on the school district's website. It's part of an effort to keep the coronavirus-caused closure of all schools in Massachusetts from being treated as a long vacation, said Christopher Sutton, the principal at Rebecca Johnson.
When they were able to get these particular supplementals, they can go right in and get started and really kind of pick up where they left off when they were actually physically in the building.
The school has its own website where students are being encouraged to participate in class projects. Also, Sutton said teachers are staying in touch with children and parents through a communication app called Class Dojo.
And so we're trying as best as we possibly can to certainly keep kids within the fray and in contact with their teachers and with learning.
The Springfield Public Schools have invested heavily in technology. A few years ago, the district bought laptop computers to give to every student, but a pilot program began only this year to allow a limited number of the laptops to be taken home. School officials are now looking for ways for students to have laptops at home, according to Azelle Kavan, the communications director for the Springfield Schools. However, she said Wednesday that school officials do not know how many students have broadband internet access at home. Also, the laptops would need to be connected to a home Wi-Fi network. There is a real concern that children could fall behind the longer they remain out of school, said Laura Flynn, president and CEO of Link to Libraries.
And yes, there's an incredible amount of learning loss. It's hard on the children. Their routines are disrupted. It's hard. Children have parents who are working. We don't know what their home life is like, so we don't know if we have parents who are really teaching at home. So anything we can do to make the parents' job easier and to help the kids, if nothing else, if a child keeps reading through this and it can improve their literacy skills, then we won't be at a total loss.
Flynn's nonprofit organization handed out over 1,000 books at the Springfield School lunch sites Tuesday, each one packaged separately and labeled by grade. The books came brand new from the organization's warehouse. Flynn thanked MGM employees who helped package the books and transport them to the lunch sites. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.